Good morning. We remain on the cooler side of a stalled front off to our south, which is producing plenty of clouds, drizzle, and fog early this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England. Most everyone waking up in the 40s and lower 50s, although some milder readings closer to the front in the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. All of the steady rain from yesterday has moved out for now, but that low-level moisture will keep us socked in for a while today. Eventually, some bright spots and breaks of sunshine will allow temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 60s. The front to our south will creep slowly into the region, and this will provide the focus for additional scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon and into the evening, especially across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and central and southern New England. Northern areas will stay in the lower to mid 60s and only see a scattered shower or a thunderstorm. As we get into the night tonight, we'll push that system through and it'll be mainly dry with temperatures back into the mid-50s. We'll repeat the process with a stronger system on Thursday. Skies will be partly sunny to open up the day, and with more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds through the early part of the afternoon, temperatures will reach the lower to mid-70s. This will be followed by another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon, which will last into the evening. Behind this system, a stronger area of high pressure will push in, drying us out with a mix of sun and clouds for Friday and high temperatures in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like it's going to stay dry to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and lower to mid 70s on Saturday. Another wave of low pressure will pass through on Sunday and Monday with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures on Sunday will be in the lower 70s, but cooler air will start to move in on Monday, keeping us in the mid-60s, and despite mostly sunny skies, staying in the 60s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, dry conditions with well above normal to record-breaking temperatures are expected to continue across the southeast and southern mid-Atlantic region through midweek. Across much of this region, daytime temperatures are expected to reach into the upper 90s and low 100s through tomorrow. To the north, a slow-moving front extending from the northern mid-Atlantic region back to the Great Plains will provide a focus for showers and thunderstorms once again. Some of these storms may become strong to severe, with the potential for damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. Heavy rain is also likely, which will once again add to the ongoing flash flooding concerns. Meanwhile, additional storms are expected to become more numerous along a trailing cold front, extending back into North Texas. Here, severe thunderstorms and flash floodings will also become a concern. The Storm Prediction Center is highlighting portions of the Southern Plains and Ozark region with an enhanced risk for severe weather, and the Weather Prediction Center is highlighting the same area with a moderate risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. Any additional rain across this area will likely prolong historic flooding already occurring along portions of the Arkansas River. At Mount Washington this morning, a quarter mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a northwest wind at 2 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 35 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy near 60, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 54, that's 8 degrees below normal. 26 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.06 inches, which is 17 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.70 inches for the year, which is 1.30 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with the chance of showers and a thunderstorm possible this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with the chance of showers and a thunderstorm possible this afternoon with highs around 70. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with the chance of showers and a thunderstorm possible this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy again, another round of showers and possibly thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Friday. Partly sunny on Saturday, lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Sunday, possibly a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Showers on Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-60s. And more sunshine than clouds on Tuesday in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.